Been fantastic to bring the weather up here to Northern New South Wales, but a part of the Camp Waratah experience. It's great to see that you're putting something back into the game, and it's great to see the kids that have decided to play, that the game not only in the good conditions, but also the bad conditions you've got to play in as well.
Yeah, exactly right. It's good to see all the boys out here having good fun, all the kids running around. It takes them to get a bit warm and have a run around, but a lot of tackling and a lot of fun, so they're all loving it, having a good time.
You would have remembered, of course, playing for Dura as a child there in the Eastwood competition and just bumping into other kids and just learning the game.
Exactly right. These were great fun, coming to the camps all the time and then learning new experiences and hanging out with all the other kids and meeting new mates, I suppose, is the best part about it.
Went to school and, of course, played rugby, played for Australian Schoolboys and the like. Some of the memories of that as well, playing in the GPS competition, fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I think the pathway is really clear and set, and especially up here, it's there's a good pathway up here for rugby as well, some good local clubs as well, the Maggies and the Pirates are great teams as well, so the pathway is clearly there for the boys if they want to continue their careers.
Went off to Eastwood and won a couple of premierships there at Hugh Shields. Some of the fantastic memories of that, playing with mates, of course, like Marty Wilson, who didn't have a full career but won a few premierships. But your experience at Eastwood under Big John Mantinelli and Brian Melrose and all those characters, how do you reflect on that?
Yeah, look, they were really good times. Chris Hickey's also a good coach there as well. Good times, there's a lot of learning for me going as well. I think the best thing about club rugby is you get to play with some of the older statesmen as well, and Wallabies and Waratahs have come back and play as well. So, that's a good platform to continue your career.
Of course, you can follow the Woodies at eastwoodrugby.com.au. But, of course, you made your debut for the New South Wales Waratahs in Argentina in 2004. What do you remember of that? It's the legendary story of James Lapica changing the tyre and fixing up the engine and all that sort of thing at the Andes. So, tell us a little bit about that experience.
I think you just summed it up there. I remember him changing the tyre, diesel mechanic, I think he was, and I think we had an air conditioning issue. But, it was good years, good times. Adam Fry there, Morgan Turneri, Sean Byrne, those players like that. Once again, I had so much fun, and it's probably one of the best tours I think I've ever been on.
Hopefully we can see more of that. Of course, your first test match, tell us a little bit about that wondrous experience and getting the cap, and 72 of them, just quietly a fantastic run.
Yeah, it was very special over in South Africa. I played at Foreshore Park the week before and got called to play over in Johannesburg, so it was very good to be there. And, it's your first one and your last one, they're just as special.
Now that you've retired, you just absolutely staggered how quick, the run has come as far as your career.
Yeah, look, I think you look on every game as like it's your last. I think a lot of players play like that way at the moment. I think injury in sport's a big thing for us at the moment. A lot of players are getting out, getting hurt. I think your first one and your last one's, it's always good fun.
And of course, have you prepared yourself as far as education of the Waratahs and the AU and Ripper looked after you in that sense? And while it's a shuddering halt for the career, you can sort of move on now to something else and ready to go?
Yeah, for sure. I've studied throughout my career, still currently president of the Players Association through Rupa, doing a bit of commentating work with 7, 9 and Fox as well, so that's keeping me pretty busy at the moment. So life from rugby moves on.
Now that you're a multimedia star, we might put the bite on you to actually put a rugby show on, because we've got 24 digital channels with absolutely nothing worth watching, except that we've got Brumbies TV in half the stud as well, so we need to have you hosting a Waratahs TV show. So if you can get back to Tom or Saul or one of these guys to get their act together and put something on worth watching on free-to-air telly, that'd be great.
That's a plan. You never know. Look out. I'll put something together. Bit of a laugh, bit of a good time, bit of analysis. Get the fans back, get everyone back enjoying the game again.
Yeah, well, certainly something the game needs. A really good show on free-to-air telly. The injury itself, devastating with the eye injury. How are things going with that?
Yeah, not too bad. Had surgery probably about 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago. Probably due for another surgery pretty soon. But my vision's still not 100%. So, being up here is special. Seeing kids run around and have a good time is, that's why I play the game. That's why I love doing it.
Some of the highlights, of course, winning a Super Rugby title. That just must have been surreal. That looked like an out-of-body experience, getting that and getting the title finally.
Yeah, it was. 2014 was very special time for New South Wales Rugby Union. I think everyone loved it, had a great time, and to beat the Crusaders on the bell was the icing on the cake.
And finally, what are you going to get up to now? I've heard you're doing a little bit of coaching and doing some other bits and pieces. Hopefully you'll come up here a little bit more and put something in as far as and bring your mates from the New South Wales Waratahs as well.
I think that QF 2002 is going to get a workout. A lot of boys coming up here, and as I said, it's a growth area for rugby union. It's always been a strong area for rugby. Whether it's up in Tamworth, Barabra, out at Walker, it's a great area for rugby union, and you'll see a lot more of you here.